This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I have no light over there because there's no TV. I want my TV. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Man, head over to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. And you know what? You can give me your email address. Wouldn't that be cool? Seriously. We've tried to make it. I've tried to make it. I keep trying to make it as easy as I can for you to watch the show, to listen to the show, to give me information about yourself. So if you head up there and you give me your email address, then what I can do, yes, what I can do with that is we send out an email once a week. It's really that simple. I send you out an email once a week, and I'll let you know what's going to go on and kind of topics we're going to be discussing and that kind of thing. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. While we're on the air, it puts you live into the show. During the off hours, it's just going to take a message. You've done that one before. That's pretty easy, isn't it? So this hour, we're going to, I don't want to say beat up on, because that's not what I mean. We're going to discuss one of my favorite people on the planet. Because seriously, I was worried as the days have gone on, and I see Sheila Jackson Lee, she's moving up in age a little bit. She's becoming more seasoned. And, you know, she's going to surpass Bernie Sanders if she keeps doing what she's doing. And then you got Nancy Pelosi, that poor woman. Half the time she doesn't even know what nation she's in. I'm not even talking about state. I'm talking about nation. And then, who's my other one, my favorite? Maxine Waters. She's wonderful. I love her, too. I mean, can you see the three of them? What are you, round table, could you call it a round table discussion? You could call it a round table of babbling. Can you see her? I want you to envision. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. But close your eyes and think about this. You're sitting at a table trying to have a serious discussion with Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters. Who's that other one that looks like? Washington Schultz.
Yeah.
Right? And do you know how Fox, now Fox, if you take this idea, I want some money. Do you know how Fox has that whole thing with outnumbered, right? One guy on a couch, four women. Can you imagine if they did a kind of a leftist outnumbered thing and they did those four women, AOC, Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi, and Maxine Waters. So there's the four women. And the one guy, what's the guy that thought the...
Hank Johnson.
Put him on the couch. I would pay to watch that. That would be a pay-per-view I would buy a month subscription to, because even after a month, just to still watch them go on would be just hilarious. Don't you think? I do, anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You think that McCabe is actually going to turn on the rest of them? You think he's going to hang them? Because he's already made some comments about Comey, who could have been the leaker. Now, Comey said he didn't leak. He said that at a congressional hearing, but he has said in interviews that he did give it to somebody in the media, so I think that's leaking, and I think that's lying to Congress. So why isn't he been arrested and put in the cell next to Manafort? I just asking a question. Now you got McCabe out there trying to save his butt, trying to come across like he's got a clue, and he's honest, and he's righteous. And we're finding out that's not true. Right, so we'll see what happens with him. I just love this stuff as it keeps coming forward, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I get started on it, I got to get some of these crazy stories out of the way before I get started on AOC, because I love her. I really am enjoying her, and we shouldn't be giving her so much airtime, but I don't mind. So mom said it wasn't fair that her robber son was shot by his intended victim. Come on, let that sink in a second. So in other words, somebody breaks into your house, is coming after you, wants to do you bodily damage or harm, shooting them isn't something you should do, apparently. Michael Grace Jr. had died from gunshot wounds he suffered while trying to rob a Pizza Hut. Grace was shot and killed by an armed restaurant employee, and his mother is very upset. Jamelia Harrison, Grace's mother, believed it wasn't fair for the robbery victim to shoot her son, the robber. Now, we've had these stories before, which I don't understand. So we did one where the robber broke into the house, and I think it was at night. I don't remember. It's been a while since I told. But the robber broke into the house at night. The people were home. He was armed. They were armed. He was shot and killed. And the parents of the robber actually wanted to sue the victims for wrongful death. Are we serious with this? You come into my house while my family's home, and I believe your intent is to do bodily harm to us so you can get what you want? You better hope. You better hope that God materializes and says, Joe, wait, stop. If you don't believe in God, it's over for you then. If there was to be a death, it was not the place of the employee at Pizza Hut. That is the place of law enforcement, Harrison told a local news affiliate. It was an act of desperation, but I don't believe that Michael would have hurt anyone. So what's it going to take? Do we have to wait for Michael to actually do damage before we figure out that he may have wanted to or would have hurt someone? This is like the lunacy of the left. And it never stops. We'll be back in a few minutes. Show me to your host. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. Don't you feel like you're in a time war from time to time? No, seriously, when you listen to some of these stories, I mean, to a time and place where most people's IQs were less than 20. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. So I thought it'd be fun in a torturous kind of way. I thought it'd be fun to play some of the one-liners, some of the explanations that AOC has given for certain stances that she has. And as I was doing this last night, I often wonder why I don't start drinking again after these kind of shows that I do. Because there was very little I could actually understand what she was talking about. So please enjoy with me, if you would. I don't know, what is it, about 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, of AOC explanations of her altered reality. What do you think, right? Let's try it.
I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
But being factually correct is important.
It's absolutely important.
Don't! Anybody got anything on that? I mean, seriously. So, it's important to be factually correct, but really more morally correct, but it's important to be factually correct, but not if it trumps more... I don't know.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue, your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? This is our World War II.
How do you think you're going to pay for it? Now, I know you came from a rich home, AOC. I know that your parents were well off. You went to good schools. You know, they kind of paid your way through things, right? It doesn't work that way in government. And we will not be gone in 12 years. What are you smoking? At least what color is it? Can I know?
What this requires is massive government intervention.
It does. Yeah, I have no problem saying that. The right does try to mischaracterize what we're doing as though it's like some kind of massive government takeover. Obviously, what we're trying to do is, obviously it's not that.
You're talking about zero carbon emissions, no use of fossil fuels within 12 years.
That is the goal. It's ambitious. And
how is that possible? You're talking about everybody having to drive an electric car.
It's going to require a lot of rapid change that we don't even conceive as possible right now. And I think that that all great American programs, everything from the Great Society to the New Deal, started with a vision for our future. Reparations are for the damage done by the New Deal and redlining. All great American programs, everything from the Great Society to the New Deal. Reparations are for the damage done by the New Deal and redlining.
How many of you have already hit a tree or crashed into the sidewalk and you just can't believe that this is like an altered reality? Listen to what she's saying. She hasn't put together, strung together, a coherent set of words yet. She constantly contradicts herself in the same sentence. Right? It's like we're entering into the ice age that will probably kill everybody to death, so you need to make sure that your air conditioners are working the way they should be.
I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct.
Now you gotta think of her face when she's saying that, because she's scrunching her nose up, almost like ready to point her finger at you. She has no clues of what she's talking about.
Than about being morally right.
But being factually correct is important.
It's absolutely important.
Neither one of those go together.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
And if we work our butts off to make sure that we take back all three chambers of Congress, rather all three chambers of government, the presidency, the Senate, and the House in 2020...
January 3rd, January 4th, we're signing the healthcare.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be hopping.
No. I can't let that go. Listen to this. Listen. I know it's a hard one to hear, but listen.
January 3rd, January 4th, we're signing the healthcare.
So January 3rd, she's going to get inaugurated. Did you get an invitation to the inauguration? Because I didn't. Did you? No. Okay. So. She had an inauguration we didn't hear about, apparently. That was on January 3rd. Where did she get that number? I have no idea, right? So we all know the reality is she got sworn in on January 3rd. So here she is running for an office and she has no clue as to what they do, what they're supposed to be doing, and what her duties are. Listen to this one. And on January 4th, they're going to sign in health care. She doesn't sign. Apparently, she meant to run for president. She just checked the wrong box, right? I mean, think about it.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be hopping on here, Senator Sanders' account, and we're here in Kansas City to rally for Brent Welder. We're going to flip this seat red in November.
God bless them for wanting to flip the seat red. You belong to the blue party, you idiot.
Yeah.
I ran because I felt like we could do better and that we could be better as a country.
I kill it. There. Let's play that again. I ran because I just got that feeling deep down in my toes.
Like we could do better and that we could be better.
We could always be better. See, this is would have been perfect for Stuart Smalley's piece here, right? I mean, it would have been perfect. I was just too stupid to figure it out, but...
As a country, yeah.
It must be inordinately taxing to be such a boob.
You have no idea.
You know, the benefit of capitalism is that you engage in voluntary trade. It is the system that, unlike all the others, has lifted more people out of poverty over the course of human history than any other system.
And if you could see her face at this point, her eyes have glazed over. She doesn't know what she's going to do or what she's going to say, which will be obvious in a second. This is it. She totally blew off the Eco 101 class. And you'll hear that under the set of break. Joe Mesidio, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tens of millions of Americans have their eye to the sky as a powerful storm system barrels in. It's expected to spread ice and snow from the upper Midwest to the mid-Atlantic and through the Northeast. Weather Service meteorologist Jim Hayes.
Low pressure is developing across portions of the center part of the country, and what will happen is ahead of that storm that tracks across portions of the Tennessee Valley into the Ohio Valley, snow will break out across portions of the mid-Atlantic states, moving into the New York City metropolitan area very late tonight and during the morning hours on Wednesday.
The already crowded field of candidates running for president has grown again. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders joined the race to be the Democrats' nominee. He said his 2020 campaign for president will be a continuation of his 2016 run. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, why is this doing this? I think it hates me. There you go. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much happening up there. We're having some fun with AOC, and I don't want to steal a line from somebody else, but it's kind of like, what did she say? I mean, you could do this with her. We should, and someday we should. We're going to do it with Sheila Jackson Lee. We'll do it with AOC. We'll do it with all of them. Pelosi would be the best, because you almost can never understand what the heck she's talking about. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. All right, so back at it. So I'm taking some clips on some of the things that AOC has said while she was running for office and now, and really trying to understand them. Really trying to reach out and really understand her. If anybody can help me, I'd be much appreciative.
Human history than any other system.
Well, so I think that those things that you talk about, that you discuss.
Hold on. I'm going to start that again because you got to understand what's happening here. She is being explained, I believe, for the first time as to what capitalism is, what it does, and how it works. I don't believe anybody's ever told her this is how it works before because she's sure it doesn't. And she doesn't realize, you know, her bartending job came from capitalism. Her school, her dad's money, capitalism.
It must be inordinately taxing to be such a boob.
You have no idea.
You know, the benefit of capitalism is that you engage in voluntary trade. It is the system that, unlike all the others, has lifted more people out of poverty over the course of human history than any other system. Well, so I think that those things that you talk about, that you discuss, are part of the course of human evolution.
Not a single thing you said is accurate.
Wait a minute. What?
Those things that you talk about, that you discuss, are part of the course of human evolution.
So, evolution not only includes now losing your fishtail, but apparently you learning how to make money is part of human evolution. Apparently you wanting to make money is part of human evolution. Did she say, and I know there's trolls listening, so send me an email or something. Did she say anything in any of that that makes any sense whatsoever, or am I just, was my IQ just too low to understand?
Connected most to an electorate when they were fighting for these seats, when they got these seats, when they were campaigning most, when we had more of an American middle class. Mm-hmm. But that upper middle class doesn't exist anymore.
Okay, here's the problem with AOC's comment. Okay, in the mid-70s, the middle class or upper middle class was hanging in at about 12.9%. Write that down, because you're going to want to have these numbers for later. Okay? In the early 90s, mid-90s, that upper middle class had risen to 29%, 29.7% I think it was. So, apparently, I don't use the same dictionary they use, so that's probably part of the problem. Not only do I not use the same dictionary they use, I guess I don't understand the meanings of simple basic English, because if it doesn't exist anymore, wouldn't it be 0%? I'm asking for a friend.
I also think that what people are starting to see, at least in the occupation of Palestine.
The occupation of Palestine. Here we go. This is good.
I think what I meant is like the settlements that are increasing in some of these areas and in places where Palestinians are experiencing difficulty in access to their housing and homes.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Do you think you can expand on that? Yeah, I mean, I think I'd also just...
Please don't. Did she say anything? Come on, there's got to be an expert out there on foreign affairs, right? Foreign affairs. Did she say anything that made sense? First of all, it's not an occupation. If some of you would do your homework, you would find out, and some of you already know this, I know you're going to be hearing this for the 900th time, right? I mean, who came up with the area the Jews live in right now? Anybody? Come on, raise your hand. You're a bunch of cowards. All right. The UN gave it to them. The UN, right? The United Nuts, the United Nations. They're the ones that gave them the land. They didn't take it. There was no Palestinian nation. Right? So the UN, who we're supposed to love and hold in high esteem and believe in, and they're righteous people, you know, the same bunch of nuts that put North Korea in charge of the Human Relations Council once. I mean, seriously? We're supposed to trust these people. How is it an occupation if you are in the land that's been given to you? I don't understand their dictionary, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd also just... I am not the expert on geopolitics.
I'm hanging myself tremendously, so I better just open my mouth and say, I'm an idiot. I have no clue what I'm talking about.
On this issue, you use the term the occupation of Palestine. What did you mean by that?
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I can't do any better than that. I couldn't add to that. They elected this person. This has to scare you. Right? And everyone says, well, give her a chance to get acclimated. This isn't getting acclimated. You can't. How old is she? She's 30 years old, right? She's 29. She was a bartender. I'm not putting down bartenders. 29-year-old bartender. And now she's in Congress. So I'm sure she has two brain cells somewhere that work. But I mean, seriously, at this point in time, does she not know how stupid... Because if she really believes that this stuff is true, if she really thinks that she sounds smart, then and they think that Trump is incompetent, this one, her picture is next to the word incompetent in the dictionary. But I want you to go further with this. And we have some on our side of the aisle, don't get me wrong. They elected this woman. They knew who they were electing. They elected this woman. That's why I jokingly say, but, you know, you got de Blasio, Cuomo, and AOC. You, New York, God bless you. I know, the city that never sleeps, all that fun stuff. the city that never thinks, I think it should be determined at some point in time. De Blasio, you have the same problems that San Francisco has. You have needles in the street. You have human excrement in the street. You have people peeing. Isn't that a great afternoon out for you and your granddaughter to watch that happen? Some guy hang his butt over the sidewalk and let it go? But hey, we don't want people to feel bad about themselves. How much esteem do you think that somebody who hasn't showered in weeks or probably months, right, who's been shooting up, hangs his butt out in the cold and craps on the sidewalk, how much esteem do you think he's carrying around with him? Just asking. This is how ludicrous this is. And I'll tell you what, AOC, we don't have to do anything for her. She's doing it to herself. When you have Bloomberg and even de Blasio and others coming after her, now notice that Bernie Sanders is hiding in a corner somewhere. Because he was going around with her. He was pushing her out there in front of everybody. This is going to be great for him. You know, can you see him? He's bald already. He's going to be really, I mean, he's almost bald. He's going to be really bald when he gets done, when she gets done with him. And he's thrown... The Party of Diversity has announced that another old, white, fragile guy has thrown his name into the ring for president. The thing I love about it, though, is the reason he has to throw his name or his hat in the ring is because he feels that Trump is such a liar, you know, hates this country, hates America. I mean, can you believe he's saying this? Trump is a liar. Right. And Hillary was the same. And Barack never told a lie. Just whatever. It's a hypocrisy we haven't seen. As a matter of fact, it's a sickness. It truly is a sickness. I wouldn't let anybody say that before, but now I will. Because it truly is. It's a sickness like I've never seen before. You know that joke, that meme that was going around? He could single-handedly himself find the cure for cancer. And they would find a reason why that wasn't good enough. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. Looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really want you part of the conversation. I want you part of what's going on. I want to see, I'd have to see because I couldn't hear you, but I want to see or hear what you have to say because I think it's that important. And sometimes I use it for, you know, what we're talking about in this show. Hit up on the website, realside.com, where you can truly can watch live. Listen live, take a poll. There's a lot happening up there, including giving me your email address, please. Please give me your email. I know. You know what's funny? Last night I sent out a text, and in typing so quickly, I misspelled one of the words. What was funny was the person knew where to come. They knew where to listen to the show. I am sorry I misspelled the word, but if you know, I mean, truly, if you know where to go and what to do, don't even worry about it. Right? Just don't worry about it. So a couple of quick things before, you know, in this last segment. the you know, as the week goes on, you know, weekend goes on, I start adding up stuff in my head. I start writing down notes of things that I was thinking about. And some of the numbers I heard this weekend were alarming when it comes to support for Israel from the Democrats. You know, if you went back 15, 20, 25 years, remember, I'm the guy that's been saying all along, one of the problems we have is we no longer have veterans living in the house with us that have been through, you know, World War II and such, where you had, you know, oppression like never seen before. When you saw what happened to the Jews, some of these guys saw what was in those camps. So it was still close enough, yet it was still raw enough to make sure that we really knew what was going on. We really knew about the hatred around the world. And it was with a guy today, I won't say a devout Jew, but lives the, you know, Jewish lifestyle, lives the Jewish culture, lives the Jewish religion, because I've been told several times there's no one catchphrase for a Jew. You could be a cultural Jew, a Jew at birth, you could be a Jew in religious form. But even he said the same thing. It is such an insult when these young people call Trump Hitler, when these young people refer to what's going on in America, some of our soldiers and people, as Nazis. They don't really understand what that means, how much damage that does. What is a Nazi? Do you even know when you use the word? And remember something, we heard for years how Jerusalem, the presidents were going to move the Israeli embassy to Jerusalem, and nobody ever did it. And then Trump does it after saying it, and all of a sudden, he's a bad guy. He's a jerk. He's an animal. But is it that we've come to expect that they won't be done, that promises from the president won't be done, promises from elected officials won't be done? I want you to let this sink in for a second. As you go to vote Democrat again, because, well, not many Democrats listen to the show, but I know you go afterward to troll through what I say. Here's what I don't understand. 28% of elected Democrats in Congress say they support Israel. That means they had to make an open declaration that, yes, I'm in support of Israel. I would do what it took to protect Israel. I would do whatever it took to make sure that they were safe in the area they're in. That 28%, for those of you who can't count that high, let's just say for every 100 people, 100 electeds, only 28 of them will stand up for Israel. Maybe the other ones will, but they're afraid to say anything. But if they're afraid to say anything, do you really want them there protecting you? So to the Jews of America, why are you voting Democrat? Why are you still voting Democrat? You get what you deserve. If you vote Democrat and all of a sudden you find out that there's an issue, there's a problem, it's your fault. Just like the New Yorkers. You voted in de Blasio. You voted in Cuomo. And AOC. Another little pop quiz for you here. When did the Russians interfere in our election? Anybody? Come on, you guys are fast in this. 2016, right? Who was president? Anybody? Anybody? I remember. Very painful time for me. Obama. Now, who was the head of the CIA during the 2016 election? That's right. John Brennan, that upright, righteous liar. I'm sorry, non-truth teller. John Brennan. Who was the National Intelligence Director? Anybody want to take a shot at this? Anybody? And that would be Clapper, James Clapper. Who was the head of the FBI? Well, remember, first it was... Anybody? Come on, you guys are better than this. Mueller. And then who slid in behind him? Comey. Anything adding up for you? I mean, if you were on the left and say, this all sounds normal, it's okay, there's something wrong with you. Seriously wrong. In 2019, they all blamed Donald Trump and continue to blame him for the woes of the 2016 election. And they hang most of it on him at the podium the one day saying, hey, Russia, if you got our emails, or you know where emails are, we'd like to have them. I would have said the same thing. What's that got to do? But that was not permission for Russia to go do it. Matter of fact, if you look down the sanctions and you look what Donald Trump has done to Russia, he's been harsher on Russia than Obama was. But you don't have to agree. Right? Then back at this Smollett case. It's still Jesse, right? Jesse? Jesse. Yeah, there you go. What's wrong with James? What's wrong with you people? Okay, Jesse. So Jesse Smollett, looking like, it's got to be a lie. One big lie. He wanted attention. Right? So anything goes. Why is he still out? Why is he still walking around? But look what we found out. And I've talked about this before. Look what we found out. Duke LaCrosse was a lie. Has Al Sharpton ever... Has he ever apologized for that? Has he ever come out and said, man, boy, I jumped on that one too fast. Sorry about that. No, never. The UVA frat rape, remember that one? Lie. The Covington kids, lie. What about Kavanaugh? Now, not only is it a perceived lie, they came out and said they lied. No. And listen, the big-name people, they should come out and apologize publicly. You never know when you might end up in front of the Supreme Court, and don't call it a threat, because I think AOC said the same thing to Trump Jr., didn't she? You really going to, you know, talk to me like that when I have the power to subpoena you? No, that wasn't a threat. Every Muslim woman howling that someone snagged their headscarf, every time that's come up in colleges, it's been a lie. Right? And then you have Jesse Smollett. It's constant. This stuff doesn't stop. And the reason it doesn't stop is because they get away with it. You know, you lie to the police, you lie to Congress. Well, I think it's a felony if you lie to Congress, but definitely a misdemeanor to lie to, you know, a law enforcement agency when they're trying to ask you questions, take a statement from you, what have you. And we know that we know several of them have lied to the FBI or Secret Service or whoever over a period of time, and Congress as well. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now remember, part of what I've been telling you, what I've been on you about, yes, I would love to help, but not what I'm telling you. Many conservatives have, I was with a few people today who have had the same problem. Many conservatives' revenue stream have become more like I wouldn't call it a revenue stream, I'm trying to keep it clean, a trickle from the sink. Right? They went from full bore, full on water at the sink to just a trickle coming out. And that's tough on them. So my suggestion, my request, my statement to you is you find people that you like to listen to, you find people... that are on the same wavelength. I won't even say same page. Because there's some pages I don't want any part of. There's some issues that are very big to me. There's some issues not so much. I've noticed over the last 6 or 7 months, abortion is driving me nuts. Because if it's so good and so right and so okay, then don't lie about it when you put it out there. Tell people what it truly is. Don't put it, these things need to be in our faces. Right? Don't let, and especially those of you who claim to be Christian conservatives, don't hide under it. Don't shy away from it. Don't worry about the names they're going to call you. They're going to call you names anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you to answer a question for me when we come back. I want to know why Judge Napolitano still has a job at Fox News and why CNN hasn't snatched him up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.